Conflicts arise. Crises occur. Life happens. And since life isn't predictable, how can groups be predictable? When I say predictable, I'm talking about who the participants can expect to be attending their group. Our groups don't have revolving doors. The reason we are so protective is because we believe relationships take time to form. Anything that gets in the way of building the relational momentum of a group works against this reality. Every shared story, every common experience, every expressed dream or fear puts a plank in the relational platform of the group. In our opinion, open groups can become compromised by keeping them from experiencing the richness of community. When groups frequently change, they rip a plank right out of that relational foundation. And so, we keep the doors closed for a season. When I say predictable, I'm also referring to what participants can expect from their group. That's why our groups fill out covenants. We want the participants' expectations to be on the same page early as they begin their group experience. For example, we want them to be clear about the purpose for the group. Different people have had different group experiences, and the assumed purpose for the group by one may be totally different for someone else. One person may be expecting a Bible study, another a support group, another a social gathering. Talk about a prescription for frustration. We also want them to be clear about other aspects like the group's values, meaning their standards for relating to each other, and guidelines, meaning how frequently they will meet, where they will meet, and at what time. Many of these aspects are actually determined by the group itself. Groups that are constantly changing are forced to backtrack. Open groups have a tendency to develop ADD because they can become compromised in their outcome. As John Eldridge has written, small groups have become part of the programming that most churches offer their people. For the most part, they are short-lived. Eldridge goes on to say, you can't just throw a random group of people together for a 12-week study of some kind and expect them to become intimate allies. And I would also add, you can't put a group of people together and constantly allow changes to their group, thereby interrupting their momentum, and expect them to become intimate allies. A group that is not allowed to experience relational momentum becomes compromised and can lead to pseudo-community and a bad group experience. A bad group experience leads to an unfulfilled promise and dissatisfied group customers. And dissatisfied group customers are a bad advertisement for your church, especially if it's the focus of your strategy. Closed groups help a group member's experience to be as predictable as possible. They help the group produce the desired outcome, which for us is authentic community and spiritual growth. Authentic community. At North Point, we define authentic community around the ABCs of group life. A for accountability, B for belonging, and C for care. Part of authentic community is accountability, which involves inviting other people into your life to challenge you in your priorities and relationships. These relationships obviously include your relationship with Christ, but also those with other believers and unbelievers. A second part of authentic community is belonging. A person who has a sense of belonging is someone who feels accepted, connected, and comfortable with a group of people.